Wednesday. Yeah. Go on a Tuesday.
It's true, but it's on a Wednesday. It's true. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. I suppose. We could bring it right over here. It goes to the Shabbos. All right, supposed to say, so what I'm actually going to do tonight is, in Meretz Hashem, there's a wonderful set of sermon called Panini Halacha by Rabbi Lazar Malamed, who's Rosh Shiva in Eretz Yisrael. So tonight, actually, again, I want to do like a self-contained section. We haven't quite finished the Halachos of Bishul, from many moons ago. So tonight I want to do the section on Hatmana. So it's page 212 in the handout that you have over here. And this is a very nice self-contained sugya. Emirat Hashem. Self-contained sugya. We'll see Hatmana. So we'll say Hatmana is insulation. Now again, there's no malach of Hatmana. Hatmana comes under the umbrella of Bishul, of cooking. So it goes like this. Me'achar sha'asur lahadlik esh b'Shabbos. As we know, you're not allowed to kindle a fire on Shabbos. I'm on page 212, the section that says Chof Beis. So he says, Yeshna baya lishma achom hatavshilim. So obviously, because I can't start a fire on Shabbos, so therefore what? So therefore, there's an issue of going ahead and maintaining the warmth in food. I'm sorry, by the way, we have hole punchers. I realize afterwards everybody has the binders. So okay, well, we'll punch holes afterwards. So there's an issue. So obviously, again, so I can't kindle a fire on Shabbos. Right? So halacha lemaisa again. So halacha lemaisa. How do I keep food warm on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, "Kiyom yesh lano plata chashmala shepalzer sasabayo." So again, Rabbi Lamed writes, so today, Baruch Hashem, today we have an electric hot plate. Right? And this electric hot plate takes care of all the problems. Ulam, I will say, now, by the way, in one of the previous shiurim, we discussed the hot plate a little bit. And essentially, for our purposes, what we're going to assume is that a hot plate has the status of a stovetop with a blech. Let's just work under that assumption right now. So when you have a hot plate, that is like having a covered stove. Okay. Ulam bizman chazal hayakasha yosra lishmar al-chomatav shilim. Derech achas haisa, laniach esakadera imamacha, hamuvushalim bikira o betanur. So obviously, one way in which you can go ahead and keep food warm on Shabbos is hell. Put it inside an oven. Now, remember again, I'll say from our previous explorations in Bishul, we saw you can't really put food in an oven. Why can't you put food in an oven on Shabbos? Why not? Because that's mechzik in Mabashal, right? That has the appearance of cooking. So one really can't go ahead and do that on Shabbos. What should I do about the sheets? Even if the oven is on, if the oven's not on, it's not doing anything for you anyway. Right? But Lamaisa, so putting it in the oven is obviously not going to be a possibility because the mechzik in Mabashal has the appearance, ultimately, again, of cooking. So what with Vaderech Hashnia, Litmon Atzakadira Besoch Tzemer Odover Acher Shishmar Alchom Akadira. So the other thing that they used to do is they would go ahead and insulate the pot. This is the concept of hatmono. So what you would do is you would take a pot of food, you would go ahead, and again, in times of the Gemara, you would cover it with wool. Right? You'd essentially cover it with wool, and this would maintain the heat of the pot. Ella, Shishnei Isurim Asru Chachamim Mederech Hatmono. So interestingly enough, so now Bosai, so what we're going to see is as follows. Now, at first glance, you'd say to yourself, should it be mutter or asr to insulate a pot? Right? So again, so let's just play this out, right? So my pot's on the blech, it's on the blech before Shabbos, so I want to just cover it. Now again, so to contemporize this a little bit, you take a towel, and you just want to wrap the pot in a towel. What would you say, mutter or asr? Mutter. Why?
It's already cooked.
I'm not doing anything. In other words, there's nothing that's happening over here. Now, I'm just maintaining the heat. Now, the concern, just so you understand what's driving this a little bit, and by the way, this might sound a little bit foreign to you because you don't see people doing this as much. Although, some of the old timers still wrap it, Yeah, correct. The blanket. Good. You see this in Eretz Yisrael. So, right. Correct. Not as much. I'm sorry. You're mature. You're mature. Aged. Finally aged. Finally aged. Like fine Moscato. No, I know my customer. I know my customers. So
Dr. Pepper is going to be calling you a Rashi Light.
It's the Moscato, by the way. It's the Moscato with a cork, not a screw top. That's fancy. Or not a can. They do make it with a cork. Yeah, you need to get out a little bit more. Right? So remember again, what they used to do was, so they would go, so again, at first glance, it should appear that this should be totally mutter, right? Let's see, you have a sheet. Yeah. Good, new one for tonight. I'm sorry, no holes punched, I apologize. But So lemaisa, so the issue we're going to see over here that's at play is exer shemiyachata. we're concerned that anything you do that has the potential to accelerate heat or amplify heat, there becomes a concern that you may come to adjust the heat source, heat source itself. So now let's see what Rambam says. I'm on page 212, in section Chaf Beis, the second paragraph. Elo, sheshnei isurim asur chachamim bedin ha'atmana. So essentially, there are two isurim, two prohibitions when it comes to insulation. Ha'echad be'erev Shabbos, v'asheni b'Shabbos. So one prohibition is going to be on Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos, and one is going to be on Shabbos itself. So now watch this. Ha'echad shalahatmin bedavar shemosif hevel. So we'll say, as we're going to see, in the world of insulation, there are two different types of insulation, two different types of hatmana. There's what's called hatmana bedavar shemosif hevel, which means to insulate something with an item that increases heat. So for example, we'll see there are Talmudic examples of this and contemporary examples of this. So that's one type of insulation. Covering a pot with something that will actually intensify the heat in the pot. And then he goes on and he says, So let me explain this first, and then we'll apply it. So two different types of insulation. Type one is a type of insulation, hatmana, that amplifies or increases the heat of the contents of the pot. Type of hatmana, insulation number two, is maintenance. Doesn't intensify, doesn't increase, just simply maintains the heat that's already there. Now here, Rav Melamed writes, what's the fundamental distinction? You are never allowed to insulate the pot with something that increases and intensifies heat, even if you're doing so before Shabbos. Before Shabbos. Now, before Shabbos, you can insulate with something that maintains heat, but not with something that increases heat. Again, we'll give examples of this. On Shabbos itself, you can't insulate with anything, right? So on Shabbos, no covering, no insulating a pot at all.
So Shabbos morning, you put something on the hot plate.
Now again, we still have to define what this is, right? Uh-huh. What does it mean to insulate, right? What is the definition of insulation? So let's see. Right now, we're talking categorically, right? So categorically, two forms of insulation. One type we'll call mosif hevel, insulation that increases heat, and inner mosif hevel, one insulation that maintains heat. Insulation that intensifies heat, you can't do it at all, even before Shabbos. Oh, so let's see. Good. We're gonna see. Remember, we'll say, right now, all I'm doing for you, Rav Lama is doing for us, is creating the categories without understanding why these categories exist or what exactly is going on over here. So this is a good lesson in Emuna Pshuta. First thing I'm going to ask you is, just believe it. Just believe it, and then we'll come to understand it, right? Emunah always comes first. So now I believe, ani ma'amin be'emunah shleima, that there are two different types of hatmara. Insulation that increases heat, insulation that maintains heat. If it increases, asr even Erev Shabbos, right? If it maintains, mutter on Erev Shabbos, asr on Shabbos, which for our purposes means that on Shabbos itself, you are never allowed to insulate a pot of food.
Even if it's cold.
Even if it's cooked. This is all presupposing the food is cooked, right? Because if it's not cooked and you're insulating, then you have a bigger problem because then you're actually creating cooking, right? Correct. So this is all, so let's see. So Nevariosis.
Look at the left, just to the point of Michael Bender's yeah. Further.
No, so this, in order for this to even become a kasha, the food has to be fully cooked. If the food is not fully cooked, you can't do any type of insulation because then in some way you're going to be accelerating cooking process, which is always asr on Shabbos. So look at the last paragraph on 212. And here, Rav Melamed explains this a little bit more. Nevar Yosef, let's explain this a little bit more. Yeshnam chumrim tosesim sheyotzim chom. So we'll say, he says, for example, there are certain types of insulation that generate additional heat. Now from a Talmudic perspective, kigon, lemashal, psoles shel zesim otaven. So we'll just have to take, this is the Gemara. We'll take the Gemara's word for it, that apparently, if you insulate your pot with olive pulp, right, you pack olive pulp around your pot, or for that matter, straw, that'll not only maintain, but that'll actually increase heat. Truth is, if you've ever been to an olive press, so you'll notice something interesting, olive pulp is warm. Olive pulp actually gives off heat. Straw, I don't know. But he says it.
Correct,
with olive pulp, exactly. So we'll say, so over here, excellent. Okay, so we'll say, so over here, so So, what you see over here is, so this is the first type of insulation of hatmana. So alipulp, so straw. So I'll say, what's the issue over here? So here we go. The chashashu chachamim shemiatminu be'erev Shabbos ba'osam achorim shemosifim chom mitoch kach yu anoshim sheyitu viatminu be'erev Shabbos gam besoch gecholim. Oh, so what are we concerned about? If we allow you to use even our Erev Shabbos, the type of insulation that goes ahead and enhances and increases heat, what are we concerned about? And we'll say, what's the best kind of insulation? Right, the best kind of insulation? Coals. So we're concerned that what's going to happen if we allow you to use, let's say, olive pulp or anything else that, for that matter, generates additional heat, person's going to come to cover and insulate their pot with coals. And the problem is what? Shami Yichata. Once we have coals, then we're concerned that you may come to stoke the flame, stoke the coals. And stoke the coals, of course, is an issue of havara, of kindling. Therefore, v'yavo achar kach b'shabbos lidei chitwe b'gicholim sha'asr mishum havara. V'lachin. I'm sorry? So the way it seems to get around this is, it's like the Gemara often says, like, it's gzera chadahi. It's all part of the original gzera. It's all one big gzera with a couple of different branches. So he says, v'lachein asru litmona satafshil mekneis haShabbos b'sol chumrim she mosifim chom. So Rabbi says, so this is it. So therefore, on Erev Shabbos, I cannot insulate a pot with insulation that will intensify heat. What am I concerned about? That if we allow you to use insulation that we call mosif chom, adds additional heat, you may come to insulate with coals. And once you're using coals, there's a concern you may come to stoke them. And the concern of stoking coals, ultimately, again, is havara of kindling. Now, both say, if this sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is saying, like a lot of different steps, remember, in Hilchos Shabbos is both like this. Because violation of Shabbos is so severe, so there are multiple levels. There are multiple layers of just protection against the malacha. So this is our first category of insulation with an item that intensifies heat, and therefore you can't even do this on Erev Shabbos. Page 213. Okay, now that's category one. I will say, we're going to apply this. Now you might think to yourself, well, that doesn't contemporarily apply today. You know, when are you going to ever have Hatmana in the Davish and Mosif Chol? So we'll see in just a little bit. Page 213. So for example, what about insulating a pot with something that does not increase heat, but it maintains it? What are examples of that? Kidugmas, bigodim, magovos, smichos. So for example, clothing, towels, covers, these are things, they do not intensify heat. Right? They simply maintain. So what's the halacha? Mutar litmon. So you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to insulate a pot like this. Ubitnag shat mono te aslef meknisa Shabbos. As long as what? As long as you're doing this before Shabbos starts. So as long as you're doing this type of hatmana before Shabbos starts, you're good to go. Aval b'Shabbos asru chachamim litmon tafshil chom afilo b'chumrim she'enam osifim chom. But on Shabbos itself, you cannot do any kind of hatmana, no kind of insulation, even with what we'll call maintenance insulation. You can't do it. Now, what's the reason? Mishum shachashonshu shimyiyu mutro litmon b'Shabbos, because Chazal, the rabbis, were concerned that if we allow you to do this hatmana on Shabbos, you anoshim shiechamamu tchila as atavshil ala ish v'yavru al isravaro bishol. So this is actually interesting. We're concerned that if we allow you to insulate on Shabbos, even with maintenance insulation, that you may come to warm things up directly on the fire. And that could lead to two prohibitions. Number one is manipulation of the fire, which is havara, kindling, or potential bishul, cooking. Okay, so we'll say, so therefore again, sahalocha lemaisa, these are two distinct categories. So here we go. Seer, shehotman be'erev Shabbos, b'davar shenem osif hevel. So mutter lahosif lehetiv es hatmanos, so ba'od smichos. So we'll say, so now let's play this out. So here's what we have. So therefore, again, I have a pot of food. It's on my blech on Erev Shabbos. So now I want to go ahead. It's a cold day, or maybe the lid doesn't fit so well on the pot. So again, we still have more details to fill in over here. But lamaisa, what the halacha is saying is like this. On Erev Shabbos, what are my options? So to surround it with olive pulp, right, or straw, can't do it. Why? Because that intensifies heat. and you can't even insulate with an iron that intensifies heat on Erev Shabbos, lest you come to insulate with coals and violate Havara. But what I can do is cover it with towels or with covers or with other things like that that maintain heat. I can do that Erev Shabbos. But on Shabbos itself, no hatmana at all. Can't do anything. Okay, so therefore he says, Sir, Shehutman be'erev Shabbos b'darv shenem osif hebel, mutra lehosif olehetiv es hatmana asim ba'od smichos. So, right? So therefore, if you have a pot, if you have a pot of food, and let's say you insulated it on Erev Shabbos. So for example, let's say on Erev Shabbos I have my pot of food, and I covered it with towels. Okay, so that's mutter on Erev Shabbos.
On the fire, off the fire?
This is on the blech. Is on the blech, on a covered fire. That's what we're assuming right now. So what's the halacha? So remember, you could add on additional blankets or additional towels on Shabbos. That's not a problem, right? Because as long as you started the process before Shabbos, the insulation process before Shabbos, and it's a permitted type of insulation process, you could even add on. You could add on more towels or more blankets afterwards. Similarly, v'chein, let's say your pot bubbled over a little bit and some of the towels got dirty and you want to swap out the dirty towels for clean towels, you could do that also.
So
we're going to qualify this. Here we go. Now, not only that, by the way, and see this to your point, let's say you covered your pot with a towel before Shabbos and the towel fell off. You're allowed to return it. Allowed to put it back on. What's the logic? Shahoil v'asir kvar hayotaman b'knisas haShabbos ein isra lehetiv es hatmanasal. So this is an important halacha. So essentially, once on Erev Shabbos, you insulated that pot in a mutter way. Now remember again, the only way to insulate a pot in a permitted way on Erev Shabbos is how? What type of insulation?
Maintenance
insulation. So once you did that on Erev Shabbos, you're good. To the point that even on Shabbos itself, you could swap out the blankets, you could add blankets, even if the towel fell off, you could replace it, no problem. Mutter, similarly again, mutter, lemali b'Shabbos, turmus, b'mayim chamin. So for example, turmus is a thermos. Turmus is Hebrew for thermos. You know, these Israelites need to get a little bit more imaginative, right? So mutter lemali b'Shabbos, turmus, b'mayim chamin. Ve'im ze nechshav katmana b'Shabbos, so we'll say this is very important. So you say to yourself, one second. Let's say I want to go to shul. This is a new thing, by the way. About people bringing walking in with a cup of coffee to shul. Again, I don't feel like such an old man, but when I was a kid, no one ever did this. No. You drink coffee at home, and then when you come to shul, shul is not the place where you put down your coffee. You put down this. It's like you feel like you want to offer people a Danish, like they feel terrible. You know, hey, yeah, the coffee looks so delicious. Maybe some pastries, a little cart we could walk around up and down. Right? But again, might not be a bad idea. It'd be a good fundraiser. Yeah. Sure. Right, correct. So let's say again, even the walking to shul with a cup of coffee, I never fully understood. I don't understand. Wake up a few minutes early, have your coffee like a mensch, sit down and just eat your... Okay, and I then. So what about putting coffee or putting hot water for that matter into a thermos on Shabbos? Is that hatmana? Because after all, again, think about this for just a moment. What category would a thermos fit into?
Maintenance.
Right, maintenance. So again, are you allowed to do maintenance hatmana on Shabbos?
No.
So what about putting hot water into a thermos? So here, interestingly enough, the Mechaber writes, he says, that's not called hatmana. Hatmana, the definition of hatmana, it, what?
It's not on the fire.
Right. He says it's even more than that. Even aside that it's not on the fire, he says it's something else. He says the act of hatmana is not introducing food into a utensil. That's not hatmana. The act of hatmana is taking a utensil and insulating the utensil. See, so it's dramatically different. So the act of placing food into a kli is putting food into a kli. That's not a malacha. It's not a malacha. Hatmana means, again, the food is in the kli, and now you're putting something additional on top of the kli in order to insulate. This is going to become very, very, and very important when we come to talk about crock pots. I don't know, either a little bit later or in Meir Hashem next week.
Insulation on food versus putting food into insulation? Like you're putting the hot water into the thermos.
I don't think so. I don't think halacha makes that distinction. Okay. In other words, what's being placed into what? I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Like if you had like a if your towels were like fashioned like a opening and you were to put the pot in there on Shabbos, I still think that'd be problematic.
Okay.
I think. So it's like it says, "V'chein mutar lahaniach b'soch sir hachamin sakit." Uba orez o machal achar shein rotzim sheis are besoch sharachamim shein hatmana ocha besoch ocha. This is another interesting idea. I was saying there is no such thing as hatmana with food into food. So let's say, for example, the example he gives over here is, let's say again, I have a pot of food and I want to put, let's say, a bag of rice cooked rice, but I want to put the rice into the food, right? I want to warm the rice, let's say, which is mutter, right? I want to warm the rice, but I don't want the rice to get mixed in with everything else. So now when I put the rice in, what's going to happen? The rice is going to be surrounded on all sides by the food. Isn't that hatmana? So the Mechaber says no. The definition of hatmana, so again, it's interesting, these exceptions to the rule. So covering food with another type of food is not hatmana. So again, putting food into a kli is also not hatmana.
So that would be like the chalumpat.
That would be like the chalumpat. Correct. We're going to see. Now the truth is, the crock pot, this is what I'm very excited about, this discussion over here gets into the essence of using crock pots on Shabbos. So, again, it could be dealing, putting stuff in crock pots as well. Yes.
Why isn't the olive pulp considered food?
I don't think that the people, I think because that was the way, it wasn't used as a food item. In other words, the way it was dafka used was as an insulation material. The tavern, I think, is animal feed, but I'm saying I think in those cases, you're dafka using it as a form of insulation. I think people were repurposing it for this purpose, so it was designated for this particular use. So I think, say, if you were to take another food and cover your pot,
to use as insulation, but not to eat it, that would be a problem.
I'm sorry, say that again.
If you take a bag of rice to use as insulation,
and cover the food,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, rice would probably be like a maintenance insulation. So yeah, so you couldn't do it on Shabbos. Correct.
And what about
like, putting
a baby bottle?
Oh, so bepashtos, that's not going to be a problem, right? Because that's food into food. So warming up a baby bottle by putting it into, let's say, I fill up a washing cup filled with water, hot water, right? I put the water from the urn, put it into the washing cup, then put the baby bottle in there. Bepashtos, that should not be a problem of hatmana. Now, whether or not it's a problem of bishul is a different discussion, right? Because again, if the baby bottle is cold, and you're warming up that milk. Now, again, if you're warming up the milk to yatzoledes bo, they should be calling, you know, child services on you, right? Right. But right. It's a cliche, ain't no mevashal. So there's a lot of ways around that, but it for sure wouldn't be a hatmana issue. Let's just finish up this last item, and then we'll have to stop here for tonight. He says, "V'chin mutar la'aniach b'soch siracham in sakit uba orez omach achashin osifayin she'ein hatmana ochal b'soch ochal." So two interesting exceptions. So therefore, again, there's no such thing as hatmana into other ochal b'soch ochal. So two interesting exceptions to this. So number one, it's never called hatmana when you're putting food into a kli. So let's say water into a thermos, even though again a thermos is a form of maintenance insulation, is not halachic hatmana. And similarly, again, putting, let's say, cold food into warm food or whatever, putting food into food and using that outer food to go ahead and, so to speak, insulate the inner food, is also not going to be a problem as well. We'll stop over for today. You can see, by the way, the next section in Chav Gimel is Hatmana al Plata Visir Lebishul Iti. So, and if you look in the parentheses, krak pat, right? So that's, again, we'll get to this in Meretz Hashem. We'll get to this next week. And I will say, what's going to be incredibly important about this is that this is going to give us a little bit of a definition also about the concept of Hatmana.
That
is, I'm avoiding eye contact with Moshe David because, like, he's like a taskmaster.
I can't deal with the sad face
of it. It's good because
Mike yelled at the beginning.
It did. You got the WhatsApp group going. All right, enough guilt. We're on.